From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump told reporters on Wednesday the U.S. will know soon if a summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will take place June 12th in Singapore as scheduled.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
Trump said, if we go, it'll be a great thing for North Korea. The North has indicated it might call off the planned summit over disagreements on conditions by the United States for unilateral denuclearization. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday, our posture will not change until we see credible steps taken toward the complete, verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. After being told they couldn't enter North Korea, eight South Korean journalists arrived in the closed country Wednesday to observe the dismantling of the North's nuclear test site. VOA's Pernell Murdoch reports.
The eight journalists included four from a television network and four from a newswire service. They flew directly to Wonsan aboard a military plane. North Korea announced recently it would demolish the Punggye-ri site as a goodwill gesture ahead of the planned June 12th summit between leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. The Punggye-ri site is where North Korea has conducted all six of its nuclear tests. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
A U.S. government employee in southern China has reported abnormal sensations of sound and pressure, the State Department said Wednesday. The department has now issued a health alert for American citizens in China. This is VOA News. The United States has disinvited China from a major international maritime exercise. China has taken part in the exercise since 2014. It's the world's largest international maritime drill. It's held every 2 years in Hawaii. The Pentagon says China's, quote, destabilizing behavior in the South China Sea is inconsistent with the principles of the U.S.-led drill. Former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe failed to appear at a parliamentary hearing Wednesday, where he was due to give evidence on corruption in the diamond mining industry. The hearing has been rescheduled for Monday. A prominent religious leader has been removed as head of a training school for pastors in Texas. Associated Press correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
A prominent Southern Baptist Convention leader has been removed as president of a Texas seminary following allegations that he made abusive and demeaning comments to women. The Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary Board of Trustees said that 75-year-old Paige Patterson was removed Wednesday following a 13-hour meeting. Patterson is accused of commenting on a teenage girl's body, saying female seminarians should work to look attractive and that abused women should almost always stay with their husbands. Patterson rose to prominence in the 1970s while leading a conservative takeover of the Baptist Convention. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The award-winning American novelist Philip Roth has died at the age of 85. Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
Prize-winning novelist Philip Roth died last night. His literary agent said he died of congestive heart failure. Roth wrote more than 25 books. He was among the greatest writers never to win the Nobel Prize. I'm Shirley Smith.
But Roth received virtually every other literary honor, including two National Book Awards, two National Book Critics Circle Prizes, and in 1998, he was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for the novel American Pastoral. A federal judge has ruled that President Trump cannot block his critics on Twitter without violating the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Italy's president has given political newcomer Giuseppe Conte the opportunity to try to form Western Europe's first populist government. Owners of NFL teams have approved a policy allowing players to stay in the locker room for the playing of the national anthem, but they must stand if they're on the field when the anthem is being played. And thousands of unionized Las Vegas casino hotel workers have voted to authorize a strike at any time, starting June 1st. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.